None but the hungry heart. 11:23. Triumphant trials. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5:6. Face it, trials and suffering are the heart of growth. It is the cross of the Lord Jesus that makes what is naturally bitter sweet to us. It is the fellowship of his sufferings and the knowledge of suffering with him. What can it not sweeten? We are sharing in his experience, who gives us therein to realize that wonderful path in which divine love led him for our sakes. We have the reality of his sympathy with us. We have fellowship with himself in such a way as we could not else enjoy, for nothing brings hearts together like sharing a common lot of toil and sorrow. Faith is rooted in the Father's great facts. Affliction, adversities, sufferings, sorrows, temptations, trials, doubts, disappointments roll in upon us. How can we go on in peace and patience with such things in our life? Are they not enough to overwhelm us? No, not if faith spreads itself out over them and sends its roots down into the rich soil of our Father's great and eternal facts. May you retire into the secret of your heart and wait on the Father, and think that his heart is so relieved of everything about you, that he sees you according to the Son at his right hand. Amidst all the confusion and contrariety of this scene, I know how my Father feels about me. If I am abiding in my risen Lord, it will show itself. I shall not be afraid of changes around me. I shall live not in apathy and listlessness, but in the exercise of lively affections and energies towards my Lord. Another great evidence of my abiding in him is quietness. I have my portion in him above, and I walk on, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7.